Hello, I'm Lyle Perry talking to you today from Stockholm in Sweden. This is the fourth in our series of podcasts we're creating titled Toolbox for a Simple Life. And today we have the honor to be talking with Dr. Bisong Guo, who's calling us from China. Welcome, Bisong. Good to see you again.
Hello, Lau. Yes, nice to see you again. Even I'm in China because I have been living in Europe in Britain for 30 years. So therefore, this time we were discuss about the life. I feel like this project this topic is very huge, huh? That's why we divided as a theory. So as we know, our life is rather short. It's only 30,000 days for one human being's life. This count, suppose that you're living in 83 or 84 years old. So that's why, how can we make their life is more meaningful to ourselves, to find out the true meaning of our life. I think that's quite important. Also, that's sure we are not just waste of our time for each day.
That must be about the biggest question I think anyone can ask of oneself, Bisong. That's well, good on you for taking on this topic, the big one.
Yeah, it's last time we were introduced about the like Tibetan Buddhist secret practice, which some people call the tantric practice or whatever called. But I think that's the most important sense I would like to introduce that is because they have a very powerful practice to discover very refined parts of their human body and also spiritual part of their human life, like how to transfer our life from the sickness to the wisdom to their no illness. So that's a brilliant kind of practice or exploration discovery in the human history. Last time we recommend or mentioned about the small part, which I mentioned about the meridians, and
Yes.
that's a only small part of the big practice. So even as a small part show what they have been discovering, so that they recorded about what they say. But what they say, majority people wouldn't be able to say it. So that's why they have the special kind of technique and the state. And that's why they discovered that's the huge very complex meridian system. So this system is the basic life, like support of the life for the human to be able to really conducting their, their bodies. So basic foundation is built up for the Eastern medicine as a not just philosophy, is their own science. But the science people were thinking, well, you have to prove. You have to use your eyes to see it. But the most outstanding significant part is because they use their way without use any equipment and then machine to be able to find that. What they describe that, so this meridians and then qi and then the bright point light, it is energy system. So that energy it is showing that the human body is a small universe, like space, like our cosmos have lots of stars, and also like our solar systems, you have a different planet, circling around in their certain kind of orbit. So that in the human body is very similar. So that's why they even describe about the road of that the circulation. So that's why they're called meridian. So, and also above those, the light, there's a point. It is to describe above the energy system. And so that's why our ancestors is so wise, because they start to find out something. It use very simplistic way to practice, but they can find in the modern society, modern life, we have to use such big machine, like a Harvard, to observe, the universe and the stars. That's why in the Chinese medicine, ancient classical book, Yellow Emperor Internal Classic, they describe. So we can pick up the heaven and the star, look that. And also we can look and pick up from Earth, but the best way is to pick up from our body. So that's why they practice on their body. And so interestingly, in our modern medicine, they're called practitioners, they're called physicians. So in the church, they're called, the priest. So it's like one look after body, one's look at the spirit, look at the spiritual aspect. But in the Eastern, medicine, the doctors is the sage. They are not separate the body and the spiritual aspect, truly unified, and look them as the same, in the same body, and as the non-separate aspect. Interestingly, what they gave the detailed numbers, like 70,000, 2,000 meridians, in such great numbers, it is still talking about our naked eyes cannot see it, but they use the special method so that is non-naked eyes can see it. It in this part, this system is so important. The support about the blood system, nerve system, lymphoma system. It is an invisible system support all of the visible system and to operate. So that's why I can see why in the Western medical teaching books that they're not going to mention that. It is nowadays as people understand in physics, so people talking about their dark matters or dark energy. So dark matter and dark energy is occupied the whole cosmos as 95%. So as the body, the same. So there's a dark energy, or we call the invisible energy in our body, also as a large part, we cannot see it. So in this case, why Taoist said, yeah. Tao is it cannot be named and I cannot see it, but like a Tao's body as like very empty, but the because they're empty, so they can create everything, anything, just like use a simple language. So and our human being, we know if we were going to the building, if they have the empty space, so we can move into to settling down as a home. But if that space is full of stuff, so we cannot use it.
Yeah,
we cannot coming in and we cannot do many, many things in that. So the same sense, like Tao. Tao is like the look the empty, but there's many things create from it. So that's why you can see how to find that, you know, ancient sage, huh? And ancient Buddhas practice. So they use their own body as a laboratory. So that's why they understand that the body function, not only the material aspect, and the most important sense is the non-material aspect. It's the most important part is about the heart. Heart, we were thinking, oh, heart is a visible part. You can pump it out. But actually, the heart part from the visible part, they also have an energy body of the heart. And on the right, settling down as, you know, the heart chakras right in the middle of the body. But also, the body function, most important, is their spiritual part. We call the soul. So that's why in the ancient time, the Taoists and the Buddhists all understand that any image in our body, or even including the image by your soul, because when you imagine something else, so that image can shift and then change. So that's why, like normally, you're going to, you only notice that, you know, if you are very interested in the cup, so you maybe immediately notice this house, which type of the cups in the tables, but there could be have many things in that.
Yeah.
But your mind so much focus and interested in something. So you will notice, like people walking in the field, and so there's so much birds and you know the airplane going on, but they're interested about the flowers. So there's so much watching the flowers. They couldn't hear the birds, or they couldn't hear the airplane. So that's why what is your consciousness? That's we can call consciousness in the West, but in China they call the heart. So when your consciousness, what's the focus, or actually you notice the image in front of you. So that's why when you are thinking about something, for example, our body, if you had a pain, that's very typical. And lots of people thinking pain is bad. So they immediately said, oh God, I have the pain, I'm not comfortable, so I take pills and I will stop that. But if for the practitioners, for how to clear up the meridians, clear up the blockage in the body. So when they meet up the pain, that's all great. So now my body's chi start to push the blockage in the meridians to get rid of the blockage. So you start to welcome the pain. So eventually the pain is going to gone. Yeah, you know, when you were to know and then to really appreciate how the body can work with you. So that's why this it is a saying in the ancient times that those are the image, and then follow your consciousness, follow your heart to present in front of you. Therefore, our human being have the power to change your life, to be able to change your life and then not let yourself become a slave of the for certain kind of a phenomenon. So therefore, when you have less desire and not thinking too much, so you will get it. Why I'm talking about this part, this is a very philosophic about part, but that's much more represent and the practice. How can you mastering your body? So that's why when we mentioned our body and the meridians are so powerful, because meridians are all closed, all finished. So that's why our body finished. So that's why how to make sure you clear up, make the meridian soft and clean And then that's why you can prolong your life. So you're not just passively life just happening because you can do something else, and then you have a much better quality of life. But now we were coming back to talking about why our human being very much like to talking love. Now, like all of the film and the people's life, all talking, I love you, or I should be in love, or all the best is the heart open love. It's because the heart, now the heart meridians is the most powerful energy chakras. So that's why last time we mentioned when we were in the fetus, as fetus in the mother's womb, our life start and the growing is the first start is the heart meridians. So it's from the one to growing the three, and then the eight, and then eventually growing and into the whole body. The love is true power for our human being. You can see why people said, yeah, now in this world, why there is suffering so much, because people forget love or they're short of love. So the people killing each other without have the heart in it. And then people doing something else, destroyed in the nature because they don't have the heart to feel about the earth and nature. So everything about love, even the film, you know, if there's no kind of a love, this film, that's not exciting. And then like a couple not falling in love, so that film is really boring. So that's why love is pulled our whole life. There is the root for the life power. Everybody knows, and then there are so many people get the sickness and the growing the cancer. And do you notice that there's no single case talking about anybody suffering the heart cancer?
Yeah, good point. When you say that, because, oh no, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, this is not the lung can get cancer, liver can get cancer, stomach cancer, you know, large intestine cancer, but never get the heart cancer growing on the heart. So that's why the heart is the most big powerful part in our whole whole body. So that's why when we're talking about our life is in the human society nowadays, why people just said, wow, the life quality is going down and every part, you know, have a crisis. And we need to look into that. So our human being, or even ourselves, we use our five senses, and then including our body. You know, the Buddha said, so six senses, apart from the eyes, ear, and the mouth, and the smell. It is almost most of the people pay much more attention to the material life because they feel that's the true unchangeable part.
Yes.
Because you can touch it. You can feel that side. They can belong to you. You can buy it. So that's why everything what we were, you know, connected, and then we are get illusion. We think this world is formulated by the material. But that's even in, you know, in the university and in the school, we're told because the knowledge is quite important. So it's almost about, yeah, so what's happening, what's material happening, what's the environment. So everything is visible, or touchable. So that's because we use the sense. So like, you know, now there's the car built up to, like, you know, the sensor to sense the distance, you know, automatic car we're talking, and then to build up so the cars start coming so they can get in the, you know, avoid their death. So that's why they can automatically do it. Our human being the same. Our sense is just the sensation to receive or release the information either from outside or from inside to the out. What our sense can get it, even the scientists notice that this is the only very small part. It's only 5%.
Yeah.
The majority, you know, 95%, we cannot receive by the five sensation. So that's why our civilization and developed from the original is very human independent to link with the earth. By the time our value is, you know, like independent value is very high, can cultivate the earth, plant the crops, so can feed us. So we have a sheep, we have, you know, the chickens. That's why they're growing on cycles, we know, and how can we harvest, and we can know how to feed our human life. So by the time people living in a very slow pace, the living in the Taoist pace, very simple, but they don't have a such kind of so confused stress, because you know they wake up when the sun rising, so they go to do things and then they follow the seasons. So therefore, they got plenty of time can sit, boring, you know, like to make the tea and then relax to discuss. And have the life cycles to go through. But nowadays, our human develop the business, develop an industry country. So that's why our human being, this kind of independent link with the earth and the heaven and become even lives. You know, like young people, they don't really know the crops, how to grow into the rice. They never go to the countryside. They don't know. People, to be able to live, they rely on the supply. Like you need, you know, your clothes need made from the outside. Your shoes need made outside. The food is all outside. So it's like a whole big world become a big factory. So that's why your own personal independent value and then become a less because you're so reliant to the whole society.
Yes.
So that's why you're the power existing and then you're shifting existing. And then because there's that reductionist above everything, the working levels become much more divided into the small group or the small other systems. So therefore, you are totally lost control.
Yeah.
So you have to. But at the same time, everything fast. So you got a car. You have to rely on the oil. And then you have a very rich life. So that's why the people's kind of a desire gets much, much more to the outside, what I really want to say. So that's why, you know, our civilization, especially in the West, I'm living in England for about 30 years. So that's why I feel like our modern society much more emphasizes about the logic, rational thinking.
Yes.
So if you are too emotional, so you are bad. So that's why the rational is become, you know, you are much more mature. So people surprise their, you know, their true emotion to be able to become a think or, you know, reasonable. But actually, our human being build up by the emotion. So we are perceived the outside or inside is also through the emotion to process it. So that's why the whole kind of a emotion aspect. It is built up by the heart and the love that's light, and then so that's why the human individual light, and then their characters is come up from the power of the heart.
Yes.
So that's is the true human. But so it's just like trees. If the tree you're growing up, you need a bigger root to be able to grow in high. And we always said, you know, how high the tree is because of how deep the root is. And then that means the strong tree. But our heart is the first three one growing in our whole human being trees inside. So the heart energy is fundamentally is the root of our whole human life. I want to emphasize that it is because in the Chinese ancient medicine, and they have a lot of emphasis that when you notice people get sick, quite lots of people, their sickness is due to the emotion. For example, they are sad, and then they're too sad and suddenly attack the lung, they get lung infections. And then so they get cough and also feel bad. So that's one of the reasons. And then we need to know, we have a seven emotion, but each emotion, if they overpower us, so that's why we get sick. But this emotion, the design for that body is to tell us we cannot overdoing things for the emotion. So we need to know how to managing it. But this managing is to know how the emotion can healthily, to operate, but it's not suppress it. So if you are suppress it, I notice a lot of people very sensitive on the emotion. When I lie lying in my bed, like in the surgical bed, so that's why when I will start adjusting and then treating their meridians, and then they suddenly want to cry. Whether I press the heart meridians, they want to cry. I just said, please cry, and then you need to release it. They said, wow, in our culture, I'm not supposed to cry because I'm a man.
Yeah.
So in this,
yes.
that's why from this point I start to realize to, from the Industrial Revolution, society developed this kind of civilization, but our human being has been seriously lost their root, because there's a seven emotion in our body supposed to give our signal to tell us what emotion come, what the energy come, how can we express in a certain way so we can be healthy. It's not you suppress them, you need to express them.
Yes.
But you cannot always express them. With that the seven emotion, who is the boss? Who is in charge is the heart.
Yes.
So that's why, and they said, you know, the heart is all of the other organs, all the emotions, and the boss. So they can really make sure the whole body to be healthy. But interestingly, what's the heart equivalent to say in the Chinese medicine? The heart is equivalent as a soul. Soul.
Right. Yeah.
Means a spirit. Mm. So that's why a lot of people, when they were talking Chinese medicine, they find it's quite difficult to understand. When we were mentioned that soul, our heart with you means our soul, our mind, our consciousness with you. And then they just said, heart is this kind of organs. But of course, the many people understand. So heart, it is we describe as the soul. That's why, you know, lots of spiritual group, they're talking, said, you know, the spirit and a God within you, is that means. So that's why in the ancient medicine, we said heart is the house for the soul to stay. And then brain, because lots of people said, oh, brain is the soul. Uh-huh. Yes, the brain on the third eye's part is also have some soul to stay. It is true. But, you know, Chinese medicine divided the soul can be also, we call it, you know, the consciousness and the spirit. So it can be had the yin and yang part. So that the one part stay within the heart, which is the stay in. They don't use our human beings' language, but they talk to you. But they are the brain inside that soul. That's so it's they can communicate to the outside. Yes. Just like, you know, the Chinese medicine that said, when you dream, so is this a soul going up? It's like your yin soul is like a consciousness, a subconsciousness. It's like bring your soul some memories so they start traveling. So you cannot control them with your sleep. So that's why when those master practice those kind of a body for the soul, it's like they practice the young soul to make sure when you are unconsciousness, you will know why is your soul going, why their soul starts can deep, you know, go outside the body and then coming back. The part they start from their heart chakra.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why the heart is this, so important. You know, in the Tibetan secret practice, they said on the body, the top part is the father's light as the white color. But in the tummy part, when you go into the innervation, you see that the right light as like a mother's energy. So the mother's energy is like giving birth and giving the life. But then they two need to come together. When they come together, so they emerge in the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is become, in the Buddhas, they call the alayesh. The alayesh is the kernels, original, your consciousness, which is connecting with the universe. They're supposed to be with you when your whole life in your body, all the time. Uh-huh. Because they are emerge in the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they call it the life brightness, the life point. So that's why the ancient practitioners and gave this point as like the true nature of the human. Or they call it is the Buddha's heart. So they gave a different name. They call the Buddha's heart and the true nature. Confucius, they're also called, that's the compassionate of the human, the true compassionate of the human parts, the original part. So that they all come from the heart part, heart chakra, and then along in the middle meridians. So this part can guide us or guide our human life and your whole life along. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people get doing things very successful. Oh, that's like a great, you know, like a master, because they follow that's the heart light all the time. But why some people that said, everybody have a mission, but some people have a mission, but why people, majority of people feel, why they're anxious? Why they feel confused and lost? Because they don't listen to the heart. They listen to the mind. But but in our societies, Because our education talking so much about knowledge, so much about the mind, so the people look the outside. Every sense come go outside. So that's why that's why the people get confused. So they even something happening, they blame outside. Or they try to do good things, they try to change the outside as well. So that's why, and our human being, why and then so much confused is because we far away from our true nature. So we follow the something not our true nature. So of course we're confused.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why Western mind. So that's why our human being is very interesting phenomenon. We do have an animal nature. So like we have a desire for food, we have a safety, and also we need to have a territory. So every this part is every other animal have the same thing. We love our children. So and the animal love their children too. So that's why lots of sickness is due to that. Our human being had to look our life. Are we relying on the animal nature, or are we relying on the human nature, or relying on the spiritual nature? So that's the Chinese medicine was we have a human body, and I have an animal part, and I have a human part, have a true divine nature part. That's one of the reasons later on the modern medicine start doing the psychological part of the human beings, not just the physical part. Even the psychological part, they start off from the Freud about the sexual, everything's about the sexual design, sexual, But Jung starts to say, no, that's not the only part. We have a subconsciousness that's much more connected than the whole human part. It's also can connect in the divine nature part. So that's why we have the long way to understand the human. So that's one of the reasons why we just talking about how is the meridians and then deep in our part, we have that invisible system to be connecting that, the animal part, our physical part, and our emotion part, and our divine part. So that's why this is and then the construction of the Taoist the design for our whole human being. We need to accept that that's all three aspects. But depends on how can we to be overcome the confuse, because we get too much knowledge, too much message and the information from the outside that we should do that, we should do that, we should make more money so we can get safe. And as human beings, because we have that three part, so we need to have our human life safety. That means you have your physical belonging home, you have a partner, you have a family members. But even though people have that, they still feel confused because they couldn't get well with the family. They have a conflict with a partner. They have, lots of even conflicts within themselves, because we have a yin yang two parts of us as well. So that's why, how can we harmonious living with ourselves? That's the true topic, and the true nature is above the life. So we need to find out our life, how is the life system, what is the Tao, how to build up. So that's why our human being need to continue to generation by generation. But each life is very short. So that's from the soul design is the Buddhists, they are very truly believe you have a past life, your future life, you may be reincarnate here. So that's why each life is quite short. It's like you come to the earth, you have some role to play. It's like you play the drama. You have you come to this theater. So
yes.
Each time you play the certain kind of role to experience what is that psychological feel, what's that how to develop yourself, and how can you be truly find you have lots of talent and to be able to expand. So that's why from the sexual love and the emotion love and divine love, so that's also love. But what is the true part? The love can make ourselves never confused anymore. So that's why the way they call the Buddha. Buddha is means someone to realize the true nature, to understand the true nature of the yourself and the world, of the universe or of the earth. So that's why our young people, if they are listening to that, it is the best way, because we know our life system is like you're growing up, they're very young, gradually deteriorate. It's like to speeding up, we only have, in general, 84 years old for majority people to alive, 30,000 day to live. But of course, if you make us very good to take care of your heart and your life, and then you will be living in the 100 days or even more. So that's why you will mastering your life in your hands. It's not outside anyone else to give. But when you were mastering this kind of a power, so that's therefore you need to have that the skill to learn how to do it. So it's like I would when we were talking about the suggested is 40 practical aspect is a part of the linked. How can you make your life much more in the good order? It's not like too much mess information. So that's why it's like you have too much noise around your body and your life. You couldn't listen to the true voice. So the heart voice is your the heart is like your big boss in your body. So how can you, it's because it's divine voice, right? So how can you follow the divine voice and follow your big boss? So you got to know how to listen to their voice. So that's why your life can feel like you know who you are, why you are here, what's your mission, because your heart can tell you that, because all of the design into it. So you will find your value and your meaning and how to get you accomplished. So that's why the heart can guide you. And then that is truly treating the stress and the confused and the helpless, because you are your own boss. Your big boss actually inside you. Why you should spend a huge amount of money to go outside and try to ask someone else to save you? it's not outside. So that's why when you understand the heart voice, so you start to understand the suffering, like Buddha's teaching us, our human being is the journey of the suffering, because the suffering is to teach you, to give your feedback, to learn how to managing yourself. And then your whole key is how can you transfer the pain into the lucky and then the the true happiness. That's the true meaning, because that's why we always say wish you are happy, wish you enjoy your life. But when your empathy projects happiness, and I drink the wine, I feel so happy to be with the universe, that's not the truly happiness. They're just temporarily you use the certain material subject to make the you. So that's why lots of people fall into the trap. They think they take something else, they'll take them away. But when you wake up, you feel so depressed because you're back to the nature, back to the life, everything the same as before. But when you listen to the heart, you start to feel, this pain teach me, how can I overcome this part? This pain can clear up my the meridians, which is blocked my lung and my whatever. So when you understand that, you let it happening, and also even there's the method how to do it, so you will release the negative energy from your body.
Yes.
So that's why we said you practice 4 times for health. So it's like you're emerging with universal energy to be with your personal energy. And then you have the energy will truly help you to become your own master, your energy. So that's why many people start to understand, if it my boss, my true boss inside me, I need to listen to them. So that's why lots of spiritual group, or even the scientists, their research, they start to tell people, you better to meditate. Because when you meditate, you get truly calmness. When you're calmness, and then you get happy, and then you know what you need to do, and then you get inspiration, and then your work more efficient. So why we keep meditate every day? Because we can even change our gene. I don't know. That's why. When the gene starts get deplete. So that's a lot of research talking that. In the Chinese medicine, they said, your soul and your divine spirit normally they're hiding inside in the house. But if your mind too busy, so that's that this consciousness become too much noisy, so that they cover your true subconsciousness.
Yes.
So the subconsciousness, your true divine power, they only can come and tell you something when you are extremely peaceful. Yeah. So that's why our human being, how to practice, you need to let your old rubbish come out from your mind. So all of the rubbish information out of your body. So that's why a lot of people say, okay, vegetarian, cleaning body, whatever. Yeah, there is a part of that sense. But it is the way we were suggested. You give you a certain kind of time and make sure you're truly relaxed. Because when you are relaxed, your divine voice will be able, you will be able to be hear divine voice.
Yes.
So that's why there are so much master, they spend their lifetime meditate. So some people say, they meditate, they're doing nothing, they won't be benefit for the society. And then they don't really know. They benefit a lot, but we don't really see it, we don't know. So that's why the last words in this talk, I want to suggest that if we respect our life, why not we truly start pick up the most simple practice and most original practice, We don't need to spend a penny. We can do it. And then we were gaining the wisdom. And then truly we can uplifting our soul and our life.
Bravo.
So that's why, yeah, this is why we suggested, you know, that we need to do something regularly. It's not a dogma. It's to make your life become much more in the good order. Because when you're in the good order, you're not in the dirty and the mess, just like a room. When you're in a room, you're clear up. You know exactly what which place put something you can pick up. Your life become more efficient.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why we can live in forever. That's we can do it. But people say, how can your body live in forever? I said, no, it's our this heart and our divine life. Hold your old life information, our life of practice, and our experience. So long you know how to learn. So that's why I will just emphasize the last time we gave the suggestion how to practice, mainly come to this aspect. The first one, your thoughts, your consciousness, and then need to be aware. Your awareness need to be more open.
Yes.
Not just said that that's the truth. I already learn each time, every time, and it gets correct. So I'm only follow that. So that's why you put yourself into prisoning. So now, so that's why we our life is a learning process. We need the learning all the time. It's followed our new situation, our, you know, the our new discovering from ourselves. So to be able to evolve, to challenge our limitation. Okay, so that's the second part. We need to study and learning for our whole life. The third part is we need to continue to self-discipline. Because if we, our human body very easy to just be lazy. If you don't tell yourself discipline, you just, oh, I don't care, and doing so, everything start to get a mess. And the short term, you feel comfortable, for the long run, we will lose ourselves.
Yeah.
So the first time we need to warning ourselves, as soon as something gets comfortable, we need to be careful. We need to alert
yes.
ourselves. So go out from comfortable zone, and then to welcome to the every new challenge. So therefore, and then we can making the progress. So the fifth part is we need to challenge ourselves, constantly challenge ourselves. So to be able to master it anytime, I don't like this, I like that. So to challenge your ego, because we were talking about the ego is very important, but to be able to understand life, we need to get non-ego state.
Yeah.
So that's why when we were non-ego, we can accept everything. But when we were dealing about the detail about life, we need the ego. So that's why we need mastering how to be stay non-ego, but to operate life detail in a very good order. So that's is the skill. So remember, our human life is about the whole life for cultivate.
Yes.
And then when we cultivate, we realize what is the true harmonious, and then our life is become very meaningful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bisong. I really connect with what you're sharing with us today, especially about following the heart, which I have discovered in the beginning. It is easy to not listen because it's not always logical. But if we come past that, it's always the way, and it's meant so much for me. So thank you very much, Bisong. And I just want to say to our listeners that if you would like to know more about what we're talking about here, there are links below to the Classical Chinese Medicine Society and the Xian Foundation. Also, if you would like to know more about the courses that we offer, Bi Song's mentioned Four Times for Health, or our retreats that we hold at our beautiful center in Switzerland, there is also a telephone number and link to the center. So thank you for listening, and thank you again, Bi Song. Look forward to our next podcast shortly.
Okay, thank you, Lau. And life is very big, but big topic. So I can only contribute very small parts. So it is like throughout to the everybody. Everybody will find that their own answer, their own journey. Thank you, Lau.
Thank you, Bi Song. I really admire you for taking on this subject, and I think you've really put it together very succinctly, and really perfect for our theme, Toolbox for a Simple Life. Thank you, Bi Song, and thank you, listeners, and we look forward to being back with you again shortly.